In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Good morning. Happy Trinity Sunday. That's right. Have you got it yet? It's Trinity Sunday. The big three. Father, Son, and Spirit. When I got the assignment to preach on this Sunday, I went into my office at St. Paul's and, of course, prayerfully contemplated the assignment and the nature of the Holy Trinity and the absolute gravity of my responsibility. And I was looking around for some inspiration, and I found on my desk a little packet of post-it notes. And this is where I got my inspiration. It was a sign. My post-it said, "Use teamwork, it diffuses the blame." That post-it is from Dilbert. You all know Dilbert? It's a cartoon that pokes fun at managers and the like. Any of us who have worked in large organizations with layers of management usually love Dilbert, because it is particularly good at examining the hypocrisy of using jargon without any commitment whatsoever to its substance. Now, am I saying to you this morning that the Holy Trinity is God's way of diffusing blame? Well, I'm just saying a sign is a sign. Seriously, there are some wonderful and great lessons on the Trinity Sunday, and I am most particularly struck by the Isaiah passage. I like it a lot, and I'm going to tell you why in just a minute. But did you notice that we have this Gospel of John today where Nicodemus and Jesus are in a discussion? It's an interesting encounter. You see, Nicodemus wants to be literal about what Jesus is saying, that one must be born again. He's trying to figure out how you do that. And Jesus has to patiently tell him that this is about figurative speech. Then, of course, later, it's the real kicker, Jesus utters that Bible verse that many of us had to learn before we could learn anything else. The one that's referenced in 100,000 times behind home plate, with signs that people hold up that say simply, John 3:16. Now I want to ask you something. Do you think that is effective evangelism? Can you imagine some guy just coming from the fridge with a blue ribbon in his hand saying, "What is that?" It's based on an assumption that people know what John is. A very dangerous assumption. This crowd, I can look at you by, you know, I can tell. You all know. You're not typical. Back to Isaiah. The verses we have today from Isaiah are wonderful, beautiful. They're vivid and dramatic. And they're about Isaiah's call. Isaiah's having this vision, and he places himself as a high priest in the temple. And there his vision reveals the Lord on a throne. That must have been a very scary and powerful vision. In it, Isaiah recounts that the hem of the Lord's robe fills the temple. Just a hem. Must have been some garment. I mean, how thick is your hem? The whole temple. Witnessing this overwhelms Isaiah, and he declares himself and all those who are with him as people with unclean lips. having declared himself what he sees as unworthy, Isaiah is suddenly visited by one of the six winged seraphs who've been attending to the Lord. This creature in this vision touches Isaiah's lips with a live coal, which the creature holds in a pair of tongs. And he informs Isaiah that Isaiah's guilt has departed and his sins are blotted out. And what happens next is this. Isaiah hears the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And now, as one who can hear more clearly, Isaiah says, "Here am I. Send me." And so it is that Isaiah is sent to prophesy. Sometimes that's good news, sometimes not so good. He offers hope and comfort to those who are in despair, and he offers judgment and condemnation to those who would take advantage of others' weaknesses. In today's Isaiah story, God calls out Isaiah, who is admittedly unworthy. God takes care of Isaiah's unworthiness. Then God basically says, "I need a witness." And Isaiah, with renewed conscience and confidence, says, "Here am I. Send me." In the history of God's people, God has been understood in a wide variety of ways. But in all of those ways, God has been in what I would say is the calling business. Just like in Isaiah. God as Father, or the Creator God, calls out Moses to lead God's people from slavery and bondage into freedom. God as Son, Jesus the Redeemer, calls out Peter, James, John, and others, and calls them to fish for people, calls them to extend radical compassion to all those on the margin, those who are sick, those who are hungry, those in prison. He calls. God as Spirit comes among the people, even strangers, and calls them out and empowers them to understand one another and promises to be with them as they try to live faithfully as people of God. Today it is we celebrate the being of God, the Holy Trinity. We must remember that the being of God is a mystery. As Christians, we're called to worship, not to fully understand the unity in Trinity. The Trinity cannot be explained. It must be experienced and praised. The Trinity is not so much a doctrine to be intellectually grasped as it is an experience of the holy mystery of God's ultimate self-disclosure. The Trinity is about relationships, the relationships within the Godhead, the Father to the Son to the Spirit to the Father, and so on. And I want to claim this morning that the energy that connects, sustains, and inspires those relationships is the energy of love. So, the Holy Trinity, God in three persons, God the Father, the Creator of all that is, God the Son, Jesus, Redeemer of the world, God the Holy Spirit, Sanctifier of the faithful. This all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present God is in the calling business. God calls. He calls out to you as the people of God to join in the care of God's creation. He calls out to you as the people of God to extend radical compassion, to break down the barriers and become one in the Spirit. God calls us all out to love as God loves. In today's Isaiah story, God calls out Isaiah, who is admittedly unworthy. God takes care of Isaiah's unworthiness. He takes care of what Isaiah has seen as a blot to his worthiness to serve. You this morning can trust God to do that for you as well, to remove those blocks that tell you that you're not worthy or don't have what it takes to do God's work in the world. You can respond to the challenges of being God's people in a very difficult and complex world. God calls out. And so it is that God has called out one of us today in a very visible and meaningful way. God, working through the people of St. Mark's Jacksonville and the bishop of that diocese, have called our brother and priest, Tom Murray. God has said, "Whom shall I send? Who will go?" And Father Tom, just as surely as Isaiah, says, "Here am I. Send me." And we here, we're sad about that. We will miss his compassionate spirit. We will miss his support and care for us. We will miss his humor. We will miss being his colleagues in ministry. But we know this, that we too are called. We're even called in Tom's case of being called, because we're called now to support Tom and Perrin and their family in their new adventure in God's service. Our call is to say and to mean it. Go in peace, brother, to love and serve the Lord. Oh, and one other thing, Tom. If and when the going of being rector of a large parish gets rough, just remember, use teamwork. It diffuses the blame.